The couple for today's second date update met at the hottest club in town.
Ooh.
Talking about the Gram. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Gram. I'm your doorman, Dylan. I know, I look way too sleek to be intimidating, but also I've been taking MMA for 4 months, so if you try to sneak past me, pretty sure I'll choke you out. Oh, you want bottle service? Sorry, no bottle service at this club, because I'm not talking about actual club. I'm talking about Instagram, the hottest club in town. Welcome to Instagram. What can I get you?
Wow.
Yeah, they met each other on the Gram. That's what I think every single time.
Club bouncer that you have in your.
I just want to know what you think about Twitter.
I mean...
Oh, Twitter's disgusting. No.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Twitter. Nobody really comes in here much, but come on in. I think we got some bottles lying around here somewhere or something. That's Twitter. Instagram is much cooler.
All right.
There's a back room somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on MySpace.
Oh.
Okay. Toss you a syringe right when you walk in.
But
The people met on Instagram. I'm talking about Russ, and the girl's name is Jesse, I think that's what his email said. Russ, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's
hey,
up, dude?
Welcome.
You guys clowning me or what?
I don't know.
No, we're clowning Instagram more than anything else, or just social media in general.
Jewel's just weird.
I probably deserve it.
No. Okay, so you met the girl you want to call today on Instagram.
I can't go over the bottle service. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, you met her on Instagram.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
Did you have mutual friends, or were you just stalking?
No, like, I'm a workout dude. You know, I was posting some photos of my workout, and, like, you know, in the gym community, we all kind of, like, tag stuff.
You guys are super active.
Huge.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's whatever. So I was checking out this hashtag, FitLife, you know, just kind of seeing who I can just check out.
FitLife.
Yeah?
FitLife. And so I found this girl, Jessie, and she's super hot, and she's super fit, and I was like, oh man, this girl's like, I'm down, right? And so I just started following her and, you know, liking her photos and whatnot, and then reached out and messaged her. I'm like, hey, like, you're hot and we have the same interests, and like, let's get together.
Sounds like a beautiful romantic message.
Yeah. How gym people talk.
Tell me you put like a water emoji in there too, the little water drop emoji.
There's lots of flexing, yeah.
Oh, the bicep emoji?
You do sound like a wordsmith, sir. You really do. What did she say back?
She was like, thanks for reaching out. Like, I love your photos. I'm like, I love your photos. And we had like a little love fest going on, and I decided like, let's meet up. And so I basically asked her out on the date via Instagram.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I thought, let's meet at my gym.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, like, perfect. To do a workout together?
Yeah, like, I go to this really cool gym. I'm like, you know, it's a huge part of my life, and it's a part of her life. And I'm like, this might be a great way to kind of size each other up and hang out.
Yeah, if you guys both love working out, that's actually a really good idea for a date.
Yeah.
I bet she was excited about it.
Yeah. So we met up, and it was great. She was hot, super strong and fit and looked great. And we just traded off workouts. Like, I'd do some reps of this, and she would suggest we go to this and that. And we just swap, you know, to different machines.
And did you have time to, like, actually talk to each other, too?
Yeah, we have, like, loads of stuff in common, and we're just kind of cracking up. And it was fun. It wasn't, like, some dead serious workout. It was, like, fun and light.
You should have just had those big, like, over-the-ear Beats headphones on and not talk to her, been one of those guys.
I'm like, silence.
Did it seem like she had fun, too?
Yeah, I mean, she was into it. And at one point, I had this idea. I'm like, how much do you weigh? Like, let me bench press you. And then she was going to try to bench press me. That didn't work. But I bench pressed her, and we did like a live Instagram like story of me bench pressing her. And,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Like, that's gym love.
Yeah, that is. You see that?
Did you use that hashtag? That's a good hashtag. Hashtag
gym love.
Yeah.
Yeah. After hashtag fit life.
Dude, if you guys hook up, you're going to be that couple on Instagram. It's always like, you're doing pull ups with her like wrapped around you, and she's doing pull ups. Yeah. Oh man, I can't wait. I hope this works out for you.
Dude, that would be like a dream come true.
Oh my God.
And the thing is, I've always wanted to meet a girl that was this into fitness.
Yeah.
Because none of my friends are as into it as me, but I met this girl, and I'm like, she's more into it. I mean, like, we're like a perfect couple.
Wow. So this is like your dream girl, basically, is what I'm hearing.
She's totally, totally, total dream girl. Like, I never meet anyone like this.
Okay. How did everything end?
Like, she heads to the locker room. I head to the locker room. I'm like, meet me outside. We'll grab a smoothie afterwards, and we'll like go for a walk and just, you know.
Okay.
So I go into the locker room and I shower, change, come back, no sign of her.
What?
I'm like, okay, damn. Well, she's taking a while.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed the lady at the reception desk and I said, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you go into the women's locker room and just check on her, like make sure everything's cool? Because it was like 15, 20 minutes, like time had passed, right?
Right.
And she comes out and says, she's not there, man.
What?
And I'm like, what are you talking about? like, I was standing here the whole time. Like, how could I have missed her? And she's like, there's nobody in there.
Whoa. Either she ditched you or it was your dream girl and you were imagining the whole thing, doing some really weird workouts by yourself.
Oh, my God. Jubal got to the bottom of it.
I never thought of that.
Maybe she had some sort of emergency, though.
I thought at least I would get a text message, at least I'd get a call or something. Like, I reached out to her. No response, no response, no response.
Wow. How long has it been now?
I don't know. It's been like five or six days.
Has she been updating her Instagram feed?
Yeah, she has. I mean, I've watched it.
Okay.
Okay, so she's safe and fine.
She's alive.
Definitely doing good. Okay, well.
She's alive.
Well, yeah. Play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right, man.
All right, man. Hang on.